Case number 10,862, Gilbert and Joan Hoffheimer, south of Route 1, Coastal Highway, north of Andrew Avenue, being Lot 8 within Ann Acres Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
My name's Randy Burton, 801 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies.
I'm Randy Burton. I am a building contractor. I've been building homes in Sussex County for the last 24 years. Mr. and Mrs. Hoffheimer are clients of mine. They purchased this home in Ann Acres 9 years ago. And this is one of those classic DNR construction homes, if any of you are familiar with the North Shores area and Rehoboth by the Sea and those edges of Rehoboth Beach where DNR built all those old paneled houses that got brought in. They were set down on a few cinder blocks, and they worked just fine as beach house. But these folks are planning to retire here, they've asked us to build a new home for them. The existing house encroaches into all of the setbacks except for the front yard. What we're asking for is variance from the left side property. Currently, the left side of the existing home is 5.7 feet off of the property line. We're asking for 7.2, and for the front yard to be at 20. We looked at possibly asking for street averaging on the front yard setback because, as many of you know, I mean, the majority of the homes in Ann Acres were all built prior to zoning in Sussex County. And so you've got houses down there that are sitting a foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, 10 foot. They're all different. And over, you know, the last 10, 15 years, when times were still good, lots of things got changed and improved. And I think what the Hoffheimers want to do is a dramatic improvement. We've built four other homes within 175 feet of this lot over the last 4 years. None of them in the county ground, because Andrews Avenue is that ribbon of the street that separates Dewey Beach from the county. So we've built on the opposite side of Andrews Avenue and Dewey Beach, and on the other side of Baird. And the side yard setbacks of all those houses, there's not a single one of them that's the same either. So that's the reason that we've presented this application. We believe that we're not altering the neighborhood. We're improving upon what's there. We're going to improve that side yard on the left. And we're trying to make the fronts of the houses match up a little bit better with what's existing down there. I don't know if you've each got surveys existing and the plot plan proposed. Okay. I figured you did.
Questions from members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10862. This is one of the older developments, and we have granted many like variances in there. I don't believe it all can set the character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman. that we approve case number 10,862. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.